Thank you and good afternoon. Sunday morning, a 70-year-old man left his residence off of Booner Drive in King Salmon with his dog. However, when several hours passed by and only the dog returned home soaking wet, concerned neighbors called the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Fearing that the man may have fell into the ocean, sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and contacted the Coast Guard. A Coast Guard helicopter was dispatched and located the missing man walking north on the railroad tracks between the PG&E building and Herrick Avenue. The man was taken back to his residence uninjured and safe. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office swore in 5 new employees today. The ceremony took place in the Board of Supervisors' chambers, which saw the swearing-in of Shane Steele and Travis Mendez as new deputy sheriffs. Quina Delaney of Fortuna and Fatima De La Rosa of Eureka were sworn in as legal office assistants, while Dory Lonnie of Eureka was sworn in as the emergency services manager. A homicide occurred in Arcata over the weekend. Dan Squire has more.
Arcata police are investigating a homicide that was tied to an alleged home invasion incident in the 2000 block of Eastern Avenue in Arcata late Saturday night. When Arcata and Humboldt State University police reached the scene, they found an adult male victim who had suffered at least one gunshot wound to his left shoulder area. The man was unresponsive, and CPR was administered until an ambulance reached the scene and took him to Mad River Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. According to Arcata police, the victim was the target of 3 suspects who attempted a home invasion robbery. The suspects fled the scene following the gunshots. They were described as 2 white male adults in their 20s, along with a white female adult in her late 20s or early 30s, with a possible first name of Kim. The search for the 3 suspects continues, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department.
Thank you, Dan. In preparation for the upcoming fire season, Humboldt Del Norte Cal Fire will hold their annual Redwood Coast Fire Preparedness Activities starting on Tuesday. 25 fire crews from Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties will be evaluated on a number of things, including physical conditioning, fire safety, and firefighting knowledge. The series of exercises will be held at the Eel River Conservation Camp and will end on Thursday. A bill has passed the state Senate and is now headed to the Assembly for a hearing, a bill that would prohibit the use of grand juries in the case of officer-involved shootings or in the cases of alleged excessive force that results in the death of a suspect by police officers. Senate Bill 227 was authored by Los Angeles Assemblymember Holly Mitchell, and she says that the secrecy of the grand jury has allowed cases that involve police officers to be hidden from the public, and that the rise of digital media and the ability to record an incident with nothing more than a cell phone has made the grand jury obsolete. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In partnership with the County Office of Education, Humboldt State University recently received the Innovation in Higher Education Award in Sacramento. The school will be awarded $3 million, recognizing some of the school's unique programs and activities. Humboldt County Schools Superintendent Gary Eagles elaborated on the office's partnership with the university and explains why he thinks it's one of the strongest working relationships.
But I have to say that our relationship with Humboldt State University, I think, is among the strongest, if not the strongest, in terms of our working relationship. It's due to several issues. For example, there's not a lot of other competition for Humboldt State in this region, right? There are not other four-year institutions that are within, 15, 20 miles. So they could isolate themselves, but they choose not to because of the communities.
Eagles also explained how HSU President Lisa Rosbacher is carrying out some of the values and community relations that former President Roland Richman carried.
They recognize that they're part of a community. And over Dr. Roland Richman's time in the university, he made a special outreach to not only Arcata community where they're located, but also to the broader county countywide community, and particularly K-12 education. And Dr. Rosbacher, who has since come on board the last year, has carried on that tradition.
A formal plan for how the award money would be spent had to be submitted before the school received their prize. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.